Hello, welcome. My name is Meryl, if I haven't had the pleasure of teaching you before. So this month at the studio, our theme is unlearn, to sort of remove our understanding, our preconceived notion around a practice, and stare at it anew with beginner's eyes. And today, I thought that we would look at courage with fresh eyes. Because courage is a big word, a heroic word, and at least for me, I always feel a little bit like that word is for somebody else, right? It's too big, it's too important to be just something applied to me as an individual. But I've come across a couple definitions of courage lately, and it brings it down to a small level, an ordinary level. Mark Nepo tells us that courage is the act of doing small things with love. Doing small things with love. And his explanation is when something seems daunting, when the task at hand is too big to even imagine how you would affect change, you just start with one step. A small step, and you do it wholeheartedly. Brené Brown tells us that courage is to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. To speak one's mind by telling all of one's heart. And in both of these definitions, you'll notice the heartfulness. The love that must be a part of courage. So, this brings us to our practice tonight. This practice taking place after a weekend of truly horrific events in Charlottesville. And, so much of our practice tends to be about light and love and the good. And when we're faced with these hugely shadowy human events, it's really easy to feel like, of what good is my practice? I should throw up my hands, throw out my mat, and walk away because this practice is not working. It seems often that our practice is meant to love the light, love, love. And my invitation for you tonight is not to love the light, but to work the light. We sit down and we touch our heartfulness, our compassion, our vulnerability, so that we are fortifying ourselves, we're strengthening our containers to stand with tremendous suffering. Tremendous injustice, and be there with both compassion and courage. It's not a silence, it's not an inaction, it's not sending love from afar. It is fostering compassion, it is fostering love, and then moving forward with decisive action. And so our practice this evening is one of working the light. Often, meditation teachers will quote something along the lines of, "The things in the way are the way." So we sit down, we close our eyes, we breathe, we try not to judge ourselves. And whatever it is that comes up, the emotion, the memory, the thought, the worry, that's the way in. Those human experiences are our path forward. So we'll sit this evening just for a few minutes, connecting in and fortifying, strengthening our sense of heartfulness. You'll find your seat here, legs crossed, or in a chair with your feet flat on the ground. and a tall spine so that you feel awake and gently alert. You'll settle your hands comfortably onto your lap. And you might choose to close your eyes here, or perhaps just have a soft gaze towards the ground. And together as a group, a nice full inhale in, and a big sigh. And we'll do that again, an inhale, filling ourselves up. And an exhale, letting it go. And you let this first moment be a moment of landing. Of setting aside the moments you've already encountered today, the thoughts you've already had. You let your breath roll in and out, and you feel yourself sit. And for these few moments, we've chosen to practice mindfulness. You're not going to get up. You're not going to run off to another task, so sit. Breath flows in and out, and the muscles through your face relax. Your throat softens. And your shoulders settle down the back. You might notice the way your chest rises and falls as you breathe. Perhaps inviting your belly to soften. Feel your hips, your seat, let go into the cushion or earth beneath them. Your thighs, your calves, even your feet get a little heavier. Our breath flows in and out. And as your attention settles a little bit deeper, I invite you to feel into your breath. As if you are noticing from the inside out what it's like to breathe. If you can, finding the very first point of expansion as you breathe in. And noticing the first point of contraction as you breathe out. Letting yourself be completely absorbed in this experience of breathing. And along the edges of our awareness, absolutely, thoughts are happening. Memories. Worries, plans, emotions, distractions of all forms will rise and fall in the background. It's not wrong. You don't have to judge it or change it. You simply give yourself a gentle smile and invite yourself to find that breath again. Feel the expansion. Feel the contraction. And this practice, the things in the way are the way. Our humanness is the way. And as we move into a brief moment of silence, we'll lead with these words from the Radiant Sutras. Ravenous with hunger, exploding with joy, sneezing uncontrollably, burning with desire, reeling with amazement, staggered by grief, fleeing from danger, desperately lost. Intensity awakens wild attentiveness everywhere. Ride the shockwave inward. Touch the self, the power from which you arise. Gently noticing your breath. Feeling that inhale and exhale once again. Draw your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a moment to honor yourself, honor your practice. Nice full breath in and a sigh out. And as we move forward, we take with us the light, the practices of compassion, of courage, and we use them for action. Work the light. Namaste.